Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Isn't always easy. Family life comes with its joys, its struggles, and its stories. That's why we created Family Room, the show where real conversations about parenting and family happens. Join Faye Kemi every Saturday at 6 p.m. on Radio Africana, right here in Manchester, as we dive into heartfelt conversations, from raising confident children to keeping love alive at home to building stronger family bonds. Whether you are a parent, guardian, or simply part of a family, Family Room is your space to listen, share, and grow together. Family Room, because every family has a story worth telling. Only on Radio Africana, Manchester.
Good evening, wherever you're joining me from, in the UK, in US, in Canada, or in from the continent of Africa. I am Faye Kemi, your host on the Family Room, and where we talk about parenting, we talk about children, we talk about family life. And today's topic is about the family Immunity Shield. We're talking about nutrition, we're talking about lifestyle, we're talking about lifestyle secrets for a vibrant and a healthy family. And I'm not just going to be doing that alone. If you are just joining us, you can follow me on my TikTok, that's FK Mighty, and on my Instagram and Facebook is Feikemi Bangbushi. And remember to always go to my YouTube channel after the show to watch the show again and also share with your friends. So we're going to be talking everything about health and lifestyle. So we're going to be talking about food, we're going to be talking about immunity, we're going to be talking about everyday family habits. Yes, everyday family habits. We're going to be talking about sleep, we're talking about stress, and of course the hidden health crisis. And of course, remember, we still have the family games show, so which I'm going to be playing that game today with my guest who is in the studio with me. And we are not going to also forget to talk about digital wellness. You know, a lot of things are happening. We see a lot of children, even families, they don't have time to even sleep well because they are so, you know, on their digital platforms, could be the TV screen, their tablet, their mobile phones and all that. And of course, we're going to talk about everything that has to do with nutrition today, and I'm not going to be doing that alone. You know, let me ask you something tonight. What really protects a family? Is it medicine only? No, I don't think so. You know, if we look at medicine, it's not enough. Or is it good hospital only? A lot of people have money to go to good hospital, but you know, sometimes life still happens. Or are their daily habits quietly strengthening or weakening our homes? Because the daily habits that we choose can actually strengthen us or can weaken us as a person. And in today's fast-paced world, you see the parents are rushing to work. For some of us, we don't rush to work, we actually rush to sit at our desk and do the work. But sometimes I feel for the ones, I remember the days I used to rush out to work. You see children are rushing to school. Yes, I know that for a fact because I've got some who are always rushing to meet up with the bus. Or meals are rushed. You know, sometimes you want to make the food and you're rushing. Sometimes sleep is reduced. Come and ask me. You can cram me in that place, you know, where I reduce my sleep maybe because of some things I need to do, which is not healthy enough for me. I know a lot of people say it, and I've already seen it also, that I can't afford not to sleep very well. And of course, screens everywhere. You see a lot of people with their screens. When you see people in their living room, you see the parents, you see the children, they are on their screens, they are watching something on their mobile phones or their tablet, or they are watching TV and all that. So those are the things that we're going to be talking about and how it affects us. So it's not just about the food alone. So without realizing it, so we know that slowly we build lifestyles that actually drain us. So I'm not going to be doing that alone today. Before we go on the break, I want to introduce my guest, and she's no other person but Titi Lokpe Susanna Adekoya. She's a public health nutritionist and a certified health coach with a passion for elucidating nutrition and lifestyle. Throughout her career, Titi Lokpe has focused on helping people make healthier choices by simplifying evidence-based health information. And of course, you know, she works as a health and well-being practitioner and a health coach in the UK. So you're welcome, Titi Lokpe.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to have you on, and thank you for accepting to
I'm honored to be here
to talk about, you know, what you know best. You know, I know you've got a master's. If there's something, maybe a PhD. I know you don't have a PhD in it already, but you're someone that I admire from afar. Based on what you do, your career and all that. So it's good when people come into a particular place and they still, you know, focus on what they are destined to do. So I'm just using that to encourage everybody here also in the UK that have got one thing or the other, one profession or the other. No matter what you are doing now, just keep focus at it. And then once you focus at getting to that point where you want to be, definitely you will be there. Before we go into the show, we're going to go on a quick break and we'll be right back after this time out. Don't go away on TikTok. Thank you, my TikTok family. Don't go away on Instagram. Thank you for joining us live. If you can't hear, if there's anything anything, let me know so that we know what to do. Thank you. We'll be right back after this music break.
Put your makeup on, get your nails done, curl your hair, run the extra mile, keep it slim so they like you. Do they like you? Get your sexy on, don't be shy, girl, take it off. This is what you want to belong, so they like you. Do you like you? You don't have to try. Try, you don't have to try, 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 you don't have to try. You don't have to try, no, you don't have to try. Get your shopping on at the mall, mix your credit cards. Buy it all so they like you. Do they like you? Wait a second, why should you care what they think of you when you're all alone by yourself? Do you like you?
Yeah, you don't have to try at all. Just be yourself wherever you are, in the UK, across Africa, or if you're in Canada or you're in the US. It's still the family room where we talk about parenting, we talk about children, and we talk about family lifestyle. And wherever you're joining me from, whether you are joining us live on TikTok or Instagram, you're welcome to the family room once again. Thank you for always, you know, joining. And today we said we're talking about family immunity shield, nutrition and lifestyle, you know, the secrets for a vibrant household. So, you know, many people think, and I also said before we went on the short break that I've got a nutritionist, you know, in the house today. I will be taking us through some things about nutrition. So, Titi, many people think immunity only matters when someone becomes sick. But immunity actually is built quietly through daily lifestyle. So let's just talk about food, because, you know, every family eats every day, but not every family, you know, understands how food affects the body. But really, does food affect the body?
Oh yes, it does.
I know it makes us grow and all that.
How many days can you live without food?
So what do nutritionists mean? I know it might not be what is what they call it in the UK or in US. Maybe you're enlightening us. Some people say it's in the rainbow.
Yeah.
So the rainbow plates. What do they mean by that?
I guess the idea of the rainbow plate is having the different colors on your plate, like having a variety of fruits and vegetables in your meals.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's where the term rainbow has come from, because different foods, different fruits have different colors. You know, mm-hmm. we have apple, you have berries, they all have different colors, and they are so filled with these antioxidants, mm-hmm. various antioxidants that help us, you know, to fight inflammation in our body and build immunity. So I guess that's where that name, you know, rainbow plate. It's just advising you to have a variety, basically.
So what do you call it in the UK or in
the US? So yeah, in the UK we kind of like follow what is called the Eat Well Guide.
Okay.
So the Eat Well Guide is like, you have a plate and it's saying this is the portion that you should eat for mm-hmm. fruits and vegetables, mm-hmm. which is almost like half of your plate.
Oh my god. Half of, to me, carbs.
Yes, half of your plate, and then a quarter of your plate should go to the carbs. And even when you're choosing the carbs, the carbs should be like whole grains and mm-hmm. you know, complex carbohydrates, the ones that will make you feel fuller. I know, you know, from Africa where we come from, mm-hmm. we like carbs a lot.
Yeah.
Which is not bad. Carbs are really healthy. They give us that energy to keep going. However, we need to like be mindful of the portion of the mm-hmm. carbs we're having mm-hmm. and the types of carbs we're having. So, you know, think about like say bread.
You see sometimes a plate of rice
yeah.
in homes, and then you have just a little portion of, even some people don't want vegetables on their
honestly,
rice. Only the stew.
Yes.
So it's not
so
eating
it's,
well.
It's not about the food really. It's about the portion and is how you are setting up that plate.
Okay.
So yes, some people will say, oh, I want to avoid rice, or I want to avoid carbs because they said carbs are not good. That's not true. Carbs are good, but you just need a little bit of it. You need just a quarter of your plate for that carbs.
Okay.
Let half of your plate be the fruits and vegetables. Let mm-hmm. it, you know, we have lots of vegetables. We mm-hmm. have now we even have mixed veggies mm-hmm. that you can just
yes,
put.
You, can just
you
put
have
there.
The green, you know, veggies that you can do a stir fry quickly and just
yeah.
put. So it's about just when you have anytime you want to eat, take a look at your plate.
I like broccoli on my rice, but
and
how can ordinary busy families realistically apply this without feeling overwhelmed or spending excessively?
Yeah, I understand, and that question is really valid because everyone is so busy, like
mm-hmm.
but I think one thing that can be a game changer is planning ahead.
Okay.
So when you're going shopping, what mm-hmm. are you buying? Are you buying okay. fruits? Are you buying vegetables? Are you having it on your shopping list? You know, and it's not like a surprise to you on that day. You're trying to
okay.
cook and you're just using whatever it's available in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's being intentional.
Okay.
So if you're intentional, you would buy the right, you know, you buy healthy foods. Also, you can bulk cook. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you're a very busy person, you don't have time to cook, you know, every day in the week, you can just find one day in the week, you know, cook large amounts and, you know, refrigerate it.
But vegetables, fruits, you can't really do. I know sometimes when I have the time, once in a while, I can just do bulk shredding of some cutting some vegetables,
yeah.
put them in packs and put them in fridge
yeah.
so that I can take it in the morning
or in
before
the freezer.
I start my work.
Mm.
You understand, but you can't really keep them for a long time.
Well, you can freeze vegetables. You can freeze them. You can
mm-hmm.
keep them and just bring it out, put it in the microwave and warm it. Doesn't affect.
Not the cooked one. I mean fruits now.
Oh, the
cutting
different types
of food.
Yeah,
fruit.
So the fruits and fruits can really stay in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
There are some fruits like bananas. Don't put bananas in the fridge. Just put them
on the shelf.
You can, if you go on YouTube, you'll see different ways on how to like.
Preserve
fruits and make them last longer.
Okay.
There are some fruits that, you know, like the easy peel, as they call them, now that we have in the UK,
mm-hmm.
they can stay longer even, you know, on the shelf or
yeah.
in the fridge.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's knowing those fruits that are perishable, maybe you eat that earlier in the week, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. the ones that can stay longer, you can keep them. So it's about later. Just doing a bit of calculation on, you know, what's best.
Okay, let's talk now about picky eaters. We've got a lot of children, yeah, even some adults that are picky eaters. Yeah. So, you know, many parents, I believe many parents listening tonight, if you're on Instagram or TikTok, you know, are exhausted after work, and, you know, making dinner sometimes can be stressful because one child refuses to eat vegetable, the other child, you know, wants snacks, the other one wants parents. For those of us that have teenage children, whatever you like, you eat and all that, but sometimes we need to checkmate them and make sure they eat, you know, they add and all that to whatever they eat. But let's even bring it down to parents that have, when my children were growing up, they want to start picking up on some foods, but I never allowed them because, yeah. So how can families gradually encourage healthy eating habits in their homes without turning meal times into war zone,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Because for my older child now, it's like a war zone. What I'm saying, take vegetables is like a war zone.
You know, when they get to that stage.
So how can we have a good meal time without?
I think the first thing is role modeling. You yourself eat healthy. You know, as they say, it's not do as I say and not
do as I do.
So it's do as I do. Mm-hmm. That role modeling has to be there. You have to be eating healthy. You cannot just say, you have to eat veggies and you are not eating veggies. I think another thing is involving them in the cooking, involving them in the preparation. And I would say start early. Don't wait till they are teenagers because when they get your teenagers, they start to have a mind of their own. They start to, you know, pick things from the environment. Start early and be consistent. Be consistent. You know, they refuse it the first time, don't give up. Always offer it. And as well, let it always be in the environment. You know, in your house, put a bowl of the fruits that are not perishable. Put it on the dining. Let them always see that fruits are there as the healthy snacks to eat, not biscuits
in
or
my
cakes
house,
or chocolate.
In my house, I still have to trash apples the other time. When you say put it on the table, it's sitting down there for a month or two, and nobody eats it sometimes.
Yeah, I mean,
you understand?
As I said, that encouraging them, don't stop encouraging them, and let them see the benefits. Let them see, you know, the benefits of eating fruits and vegetables, of eating healthy. Mm-hmm. Just let them know when this is what will help you age well as well. This is what will give you the energy. So let them know the benefits. I would not advise rewards, like if food rewards to say, you know, when you eat
I'll give you
ice cream, or no, I wouldn't advise that. I'll just be consistent, be a role model, create an environment where it's healthy food that you have in the house. Because they say out of sight is out of mind. If you don't have chocolates, if you don't have all these things regularly in the house, then there's no, you know, then
I remember when my children were growing up, it was no sugar. Was no sugar, and I was also appreciated that time because the school they went to, there's no sugar. Yeah. It's healthy snacks, just water. And so my daughter grew up to drinking milk. So she's got healthy skin now as a teenager. She's got, you know, good bones and everything. So because these are the things that makes those children grow,
you know,
very well. She's got healthy skin and all that because that time, no sugar, just water. So it's once in a while that she takes sugar.
Yeah.
And talking about, you know.
Yeah, but I just want to add one more thing as well. There's this rule that they say 80-20. So even though you're trying to get everyone to eat healthy, I would say just leave a bit of room for, like, sometimes do it. Have a treat sometimes, you know.
Have
a treat sometimes. But let it just be, keep it at 20%, nothing more than 20%. So try to eat healthy 80% of the time, but 20% of the time, give room so it's not like a strict zone or a military zone in the house.
Let's take it back to Africa. A lot of African families, you know, grew up eating more homemade meals and traditional foods. I don't want to mention, but modern lifestyle have increased fast food and processed, you know, eating. So are there traditional foods we should actually return to for better families? I mean, for better, you know, family health, especially those of us that are,
in UK, in USA, in Canada, but yeah. I used to, and you see a lot of children now, they don't even know the African foods anymore, the traditional foods.
No, definitely.
So how can they actually, how can families here, can how can they actually return to, do you have any idea what they should do?
I think it still boils down to the same thing as role modeling. Mm-hmm. So you in your house, are you eating out fast food? Mm-hmm. Have you forgotten your culture? Have you forgotten, you know, the foods that you used to eat? Because to be fair, what children grow up to do is what they've seen in the family. So that family is the place for building those healthy habits. And I definitely think we do need to go back to our foods. Our foods are so healthy if we know how to eat them in the right proportion. So our foods are so healthy, we need to go back to that and encourage our children. And honestly, it's way cheaper mm-hmm. Than fast foods. It's healthier to cook at home and eat homemade foods, because if you think about the amount you spend mm-hmm. on this fast food, and when you even eat them, you're still hungry. Mm-hmm. It doesn't fill you up. So
sometimes it's interesting that you finish eating, you feel that you're okay.
Yeah.
And 30 minutes or an hour after, you just feel like...
Yeah, that's because that's what the fast food is meant to do. It's meant to just spike your sugar up for that bit. Mm-hmm. And after that, your energy level crashes immediately. So it's not good, honestly. And if you look at all the ingredients, they are called ultra processed foods. Mm-hmm. There's so much processing has gone into those foods that is not really healthy for our bodies. Okay. So yes, we need to go back to the traditional way.
All right. So talking about supplements, you know, with social media trends now, you see a lot of,
it's full of vitamin supplements and healthy trends. It is a lot of things on social media. So how can families know what is genuinely helpful and what is simply, you know, marketing? You know, some are just simply marketing.
That's so a very good question.
How do you know?
Once you know that these guys are just, most of them are just there to make money. Supplements, when you pick up a supplement, mm-hmm. once you look at the label, there's something to tell you, this does not replace a healthy diet. So it's not there to sometimes they say boost immunity. Be careful when they make those strong claims, mm-hmm. because it's not actually boosting, it's just there to support. So you still need to hit. Yes, you can have supplements. I'm not against supplements, they are good. Mm-hmm. You can use it sometimes, you know, when you're stressed and things, but it doesn't replace the place of eating healthy. So first of all, eat healthy, then you can use supplements if you want to, but it's not like compulsory, except there's a deficiency which your GP will let you know, like say deficiency of nutrients like maybe iron, mm-hmm, then mm-hmm. you need to use the iron supplement, mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. it's hard for you to get iron in some foods, mm-hmm. Or say vitamin D, because we're in the UK, this climate, we need to use vitamin D. So except for like, and even when we're using that, we need to be careful, because you can quickly going to talk, if you use too much, it can become toxic for your body. So you need to check the label, make sure you're using the right amount, and don't use too much, especially those fat soluble supplement, those vitamin A, D, E, K.
It's not something that you should continue, you have to discontinue after some time. Is that what you're trying to say for those supplements?
No, I mean using the right dose, because you can use the wrong amounts, mm-hmm. and then it becomes toxic for your body. Okay. So if you use higher doses of vitamin D, it can affect you. If you use the high doses of vitamin A,
check the label.
Yeah,
once daily, but that doesn't mean you should stop it at a particular time. You can't continue.
You can, but I'll say, get advice from your health professional. That's the best. Always get advice when you're using supplements you're not sure about. Get advice, because most of the time those guys are just there to make money. They'll tell you different things that it's going to do.
Marketing.
But no.
All right. Yeah. So you can find Titi Lokme Adekoya on IG. That's Niger Health Tribe. You can follow her if you're listening to me on Instagram, and on Facebook she's Titi Lokme Susanna Adekoya, and on TikTok she's Titi Adekoya. I'm correct.
Yes, you are.
Yes. And of course, remember to follow Radio Africana on TikTok, on Instagram, and on Facebook. And follow me, Fikemi Bangwishe, on Facebook and Instagram. And on TikTok is FK Mighty. Thanks to my TikTok fans for joining us live. And we're going to go on a quick break. We'll come back to talk about sleep, stress, and the eating health crisis. We'll be right back after this timeout.
Can't touch my destiny. Hey! California weed, man, I'm sparking up. And I see my enemies, them charging up. Cause we never smile when them try laugh with us. As a little youth, it was hard enough. Cause the older guys, them was starving us. So we hustle till we start, live marvelous. Roll deep like I'm driving a party bus. We was just a bunch of fucking foreigners. No one to trust, I know that they don't want me here. Came along with them standing on the corridors. Talking feds and the coroners. Hey! Destiny. Can't touch my destiny. Them a try everything, them a try take my life, but I won't let them get the best of me. Nah. Destiny. Can't touch my destiny. They can take everything I have, they can take my life, they can't touch my destiny. Hey! My destiny, them I try everything, them I try take my life, but I won't let them get the best of me. Nah. Destiny, can't touch my destiny. They can take everything I have, they can take my life, they can't touch my destiny. Hey!
Yeah, nobody can touch your destiny. That's a very good one. Nothing can affect your destiny. And this is still the Family Room on Radio Africana, and we're talking about family life, we're talking about parenting, we're talking about children. Remember, this month of May is actually dedicated to all our children across the world, you know. And a big shout out to my daughter, one of my children who turned 13 years today. Yeah, Sarah, thank you to my producer. I actually put my producer on the spot right there. You know, I didn't tell him I wanted that before. Thank you, spot on. So a big congratulations to my daughter who turned 13 yesterday. It's a big one. It's a year, I believe that is a year of landmark achievement for her. She's my PA, she's my media, you know, my media producer, she's my handbag, she's my gummy baby. She writes, you know, she's a novelist. The novel is coming up. coming out soon. It's very interesting.
Wow.
And of course, you know, she dances, she makes her hair now and all that. So I'm just using this
proud mommy moment.
Yeah, I'm a proud mom. Yeah. So when I even put it on my social media, I just said proud mom, you know, hashtag proud mom. So we are not talking about my daughter, but we're still talking about, you know, building healthy family life. That is what we're talking, the family immunity shield. And that family immunity shield is the rainbow plate, you know, eating well and eating right. So let's move beyond food for a moment. So we are talking about this time about sleep. Many parents, you know, wear exhaustion like badge of honor. They are tired. They have come from 10 to 10 a.m. shifts. They sleep and they are still going for another short shift and all that. So, but children are also sleeping later. I have trained my own children in such a way that they have their bedtime. Mm. Even as a teenager, they have the bedtime.
Yeah.
The bedtime in my house for them is still 7:30. Mm. But because sometimes they could be on online assignment, they could be doing online assignment and all that.
Yeah.
And between Monday and Thursday, bedtime is 7:30.
Mm.
And Friday and Saturday, bedtime is, you know, goes to about 10 p.m. and all that. So, but I just want to, how does screen expose a lot of, what is poor sleep, you know, quietly doing to the body of and the body of people and their immune system?
Mm.
Because sometimes when I don't sleep well, I know it affects me. Like, it's as if I'm going mad, if I can use that word.
Mm.
Especially now at this age, I can't even try it anymore. Before, I can sleep at 2 o'clock and wake up at 5 o'clock, and then I'm off to work at 6 o'clock. But now, when I do that, even despite the fact that I'm working from home, I don't feel well. So what is poor sleep and doing to body and immune system?
Yeah, thank you for that question. Poor sleep just is equals to stress for the body. And for children, it's non-negotiable at all, because they still need sleep to grow. They need sleep to, you know, grow well. So for children, please let them have, if you need to be strict at home, be strict at home to make sure they go to bed at bedtime and still have at least that 8 hours of sleep. For adults as well, we need sleep. We need sleep to function, because poor sleep equals stress, and stress equals lower immunity. So when we sleep, our cells regenerate. A lot of things happen in the body. The body flushes out toxins and things when you are sleeping. But when you are not getting enough sleep, you're building up that stress in the body, which can then lead to inflammation in the body. It can lead to a lower immune system and make, you know, one more susceptible to like viruses and infections and fatigue. So yes, sleep is very important. It's one of those things, you know. Then in those days, they used to say people that don't sleep are the ones that will be the richest or things like that. That's not true. Rich people sleep. You need sleep for your brain to actually function well. For you to be productive, you need to sleep. So please, let's focus. Let's sleep, rest. Let your body refresh itself. Let your cells regenerate well, and, you know, go back to that task. It's very important.
So to everyone listening, sleep is very important. Let your body rest. So, and resting also, many children now sleep with their tablets, with their, you know, with television in their room turned on, or phones until they fall asleep, or phones nearby. So how does screen exposure before bedtime after children affects children's physically and emotionally and mentally as well?
Yeah, that's not good at all, because when you have those screens, it prevents the hormone that we call melatonin, because that melatonin is what helps us sleep at night. But when we have screens on, you know, when they have these devices on, it prevents that melatonin from, you know, activating, and then they don't sleep. And as I say, that leads to stress for the body, because the body has a circadian rhythm, you call it, it has a clock. It has what it's supposed to do, but when you are depriving it of that, one day it will tell. Yeah. You know, it can go on and go on, mm-hmm. but one day it will tell. So we are seeing children that are less, they can't concentrate and like anymore. Mm-hmm. We are seeing kids that are unable to focus their attention on something or unable to be productive during the day. So that's what we need to really be careful, because we are going into this digital age now. Everyone is on tabs. Parents need to be able to control that screen time.
Like in my house now, we control the screen time.
Yeah.
The phones, they don't even have a TV in the room, yeah. despite the fact that they are teenagers. I know they will have later, but not now. And the phone actually shut down, because what my husband did has a family link. It shut down at 7 p.m.
Okay.
So they will have to call us. Even if we are not around, they will have to call to say, maybe we've gone somewhere, we've gone for a program and we're on our way back, to say, Mom, please, can you increase my timing? We increase it and then we put the amount of hours. If they are using their mobile phones for their assignment and all that, or online things and all that,
and it just gives the kids more space to be creative, to do something else when they don't have those screens. Then they are more active, because another thing we are seeing is now obesity in children, because they are seated in one place with screens. They are not physically active. In our own days, we used to be outside playing and running around, but now children are in one spot. They are not as active as they should be, leading to like weight gain. And as they say, most 50% of obese, or more than 50% of obese children grow up to be obese adults, and you know that's not good, because obesity comes with other lifestyle diseases. So we really need to watch it. This is a time to be more intentional as parents.
So can emotional stress and anxiety weaken the immunity too? And how connected are emotional health and physical health?
Oh, it's very connected. It goes hand in hand. Your physical health can can affect you emotionally. Your emotional health can also affect you physically, because our brain and our minds and body are all connected. Anxiety is like stress to the body as well. So when we are under stress, there's this hormone called cortisol that our brain tells the adrenal glands to release. So that is what we call the flight or fight or flight hormone.
Okay.
So which is not bad, because we need some level of stress sometimes. But when it's like chronic stress, when it's like constant, when you know the anxiety has now, you're now always anxious, then that can lead to lower immune system. That can cause a lot of things. Can lead to even inflammation in the body, make you more susceptible to diseases and things. So we really need to watch you know our stress levels.
All right, so everyone listening out there, remember, we need to watch our stress level. We need to ensure that we go to bed in time, we have adequate sleep, which is very important. Health is not only physical. A stressed family may also, you know, become an unhealthy family.
So
on that note, we are going to go into some facts and fictions, and we're going to go into that game segment of the show. That's the family games segment. So I know the questions that I've got here, but I'm going to shuffle the cards, and then you're going to pick one and read it, and you're going to tell us if it's a fact or if it's a fiction. So here you go.
Okay, should I pick one?
Yes, please.
Right, what do we have here? Fresh homemade meals are usually healthier than heavily processed packaged foods. So should I say, is it a fact or
a fiction?
It's definitely a fact.
Okay, all right.
It's definitely a fact. Homemade foods are always better. You will use less salt, you will use less sugar, you will use less fats when you make food from scratch at home than what you see in the stores. If you go to the stores, those store bought foods, they're usually high in fat, salt, and sugar, which is not good for the body, basically.
All right, next.
Next one, okay. Teenagers need less sleep, are you saying teenagers need less sleep because they're older?
Yes.
No. So that's a fiction.
It's a fiction.
Fiction.
All right. So why?
Yeah, everyone needs sleep. We all need, as I said, even as teenagers, you are still growing. They are still growing. So they need that sleep. So, you know, when they need that sleep for their cells to regenerate and help them grow.
I remember while growing up, they would say the children 10 hours and adults like minimum 6 hours or so.
Yeah, is there any 7 to 8 hours?
7 to 8 hours. Yes. But can you really sleep 7 to 8 hours?
For adults, I would say try your, even if you can't sleep that every day,
like six.
Say make sure maybe 2 days in a week, make sure you sleep that 8 hours,
oh,
or that 7 days.
Oh, I see.
And the other six, don't go less than six. On the other days, you know, but you know your body, you mm-hmm. know, you know your, you know yourself. Mm-hmm. Just make sure you are getting enough sleep, because okay. some, I feel it in my body when I don't get enough sleep. Like yeah. I'm so tired the next
I feel
day.
So too.
And when you let that go on and on for a while, mm-hmm. you know the body now. It's not
when
it's
when that's when I have system shut down.
Like it will just shut. It will just tell you, madam, you've done enough. For
yeah, I'll just sleep, close my eyes,
and
I can't do yeah, anything.
And
everything
and that thing you are trying to down. Chase and chase and chase. Mm-hmm. It will have to go on hold. We'll have mm-hmm. to pause suddenly. Mm-hmm. So we need to take our health seriously, because mm-hmm. we put it at the bottom of the basket. But that's the first thing that we need to look after, because once it crashes,
that's
chaos.
Next.
Skipping breakfast helps children focus better in school. No, that's a fiction. Children need breakfast, please. I mean, adults, you can decide to skip your own breakfast though, if you are doing fit fam, but children, please, they must have breakfast to concentrate. Eating carrots improves your ninth vision. Fiction, yeah. It's a fiction.
It is
a fiction.
Wow.
Yes. So yeah, carrots they have the nutrients. They have, is it beta carotene now, mm-hmm. that can help prevent night blindness, mm-hmm. but it doesn't necessarily improve your night vision.
Wow, how many years in the world?
Carrots are good. Eat carrots, but please, not because you're if your
what
eyes
was this saying?
No, it's carrots are good. They're good for the eyes. They support, as I said, with the supplements as well. It can support your vision.
All right.
But
next.
It doesn't. That's a fiction. You can catch a cold simply by being in the rain. Mm-hmm. This is a fiction.
Wow.
I used to think it was a fact before, but then my husband, who's a doctor, said, come on, don't say that. Don't say that outside. Yes. Yeah, so the thing is, as I said, stress. So when we are in the rain, mm-hmm. yeah, it can signal to the body stress, mm-hmm. which can then reduce your immunity, that can then make you more susceptible to catching viruses. Mm-hmm. So it's actually virus that causes cold, not being in the rain or being cold. But when there's like something external that the body is not used to, mm-hmm. then it can signal a stress in the body and reduce your immunity, and then that can then lead to you catching
viruses. So it's not actually the rain.
So it's not actually the rain, no.
So it's a fiction.
It's a fiction.
So many fictions.
It's a fiction.
Last one.
Last but not the least. Drinking enough water supports the immune system. Mm. It is a fact. Mm. So that cannot be overemphasized. Water, drink water. You need lots of liquid in the body, you know, to keep the body running. So water is that drink that does not have any calories but is very, very healthy, very, very good for
wow.
you.
Wow. So at the end of the segment, we've got lots of fiction. That one about carrots, actually, you know, is something
I know, right? I know there's so many things we have like growing up, and then when you find out the truth.
All right, so we'll come back to conclude today's episode, which is actually very interesting. But remember, you can follow Titi Lokpe Adekoya on IG. That's Niger Health Tribe. You can DM her or anything you want to ask her about health and all that. She might be able to support you. And if she needs to bill you, yes, she will tell you that. And of course, she's told us that we need to plan our meals ahead. And we need to be intentional, you know, mm-hmm. so that we can eat right and be healthy as a family. Facebook, you will see her as Titi Lokpe Susanna Adekoya. And our TikTok is Titi Adekoya. We'll be right back after this time out. Don't go away.
I'm not afraid to die. the things my family did. I am not the voices in my head. I am not the pieces of the brokenness inside. I am light.
Every child or every all the children listening to us, remember, you are a light. You are the light of the world. So always say to yourself so that you'll be sure nobody will tell you that you are in the dark. You are the light. And this is the Family Room on Radio Africana. I'm your host, Faye Kemi. You can find me on Facebook, Faye Kemi at Bambushe, and on Instagram, Faye Kemi Bambushe, and of course on TikTok, I'm FK Mighty. Remember, after every show, you can go back to my YouTube channel, that's Faye Kemi Bambushe TV. You can catch up on past episodes and all that. And it's been interesting that we've got a certified health coach and, of course, a registered nutritionist with us today. She has said so many things, especially the fiction ones, you know, when we did the family game segment. So, how does excessive screen time affect physical health, mental well-being? I know you said some things about it, and even family connection.
Yeah, I think maybe the bit I need, we just need to emphasize more on is the family connection.
Yes.
Because every, you know, when parents are so focused on their screen, then children kind of feel they don't have that attention from parents. And then they start to listen to advice from outside. They start to look for attention basically from outside. So parents, we really need to be careful. It also brings me back to the point I said about role modeling. So you are telling your child, you know, screen time, but you are always on your own screen. What are you teaching the child?
It's funny, some parents, once they wake up in the morning,
that's the first thing.
If they are holding their phone, some parents can just have their phone with them at the—
That's not good for the mind. Even
for 3 hours.
Yes.
For 3 hours, a man or a woman is on the phone for 3 hours pressing the phone.
And the brain is trying to process everything that is on
so
the
screen.
So
how does that affect the body?
I feel it still boils down to stress for the body. It still boils down to stress. And when the body is under that high stress, as I said, your immunity is low. And also, aside our physical body, even your mind, you are consuming a lot of things online. It's shaping how you think. It's shaping how you react. It's shaping, you know, it's shaping your world, basically. So we really need to watch our digital. We need to look after ourselves digitally as well. It's called digital well-being.
Pay
attention to what we are feeding ourselves. You know, pay attention to what you are taking in. Take garbage in, garbage out. What did they say?
Moving away from how some children are becoming less active, you know, these days than previous generation. So how important is movement? Let's talk about exercise for immunity, for emotional well-being, and of course, child development.
Very good one. So yes, exercise is absolutely very important. And that's what screen is doing now, is reducing the physical activity of children, as I said before. And physical activity is, they've said now, is the new smoking. So the level of risk when you are not active is similar to your level of risk when you are smoking. And you imagine the level of risk for smoking. So physical activity has been linked to obesity. You know, that is weight gain. That's been linked to diabetes, like lower physical activity. That's been linked to high blood pressure. Basically, a sedentary lifestyle that is not doing up to. So the recommendation in the UK is at least 150 minutes per week of moderate physical activity. So moderate physical activity can be like walking or using the tread. Which is good.
I do that like 1 hour.
Or you can do 75 minutes of rigorous physical activity in the week. So if I to break down that 150 minutes of activity in the week into like 5 days, that is a 30 minutes seven days a week, 30 minutes, then you eat that. So just try as much as possible to do something. And I usually tell people, you can make it easy for yourself, you know, you can make it realistic for yourself. If you know you cannot be outside, why not, when you're picking that phone call, stand up and answer that call? Just avoid. So in every hour, always try to stand up for at least 3 minutes in every hour. Stand up, walk around.
Every hour.
Yeah, stand up, walk around, you know. Lift things, not too heavy, but try to lift things, because that helps your strength as well and your muscles. So physical activity, very, very important. We must not lose that.
So I would say, what is your last take to all the families listening to us across the world? What is your final take? You know, what should be the plan? What should be the action plan for every family?
I think the action plan is to be intentional. Like, have it in your mind from this, just take it from this session today or from this program today. Like, I would take my health seriously. I would take the health of my family seriously. You have, like, whatever you do in your house right now, you are building the next generation, because, as I said, what the children learn at home, that's the kind of adults they grow up to be. So everything you're doing, know that you are a role model to your children. So be intentional about, you know, these healthy habits, your diet, your physical activity, sleep, managing stress. And I'm sure, we say health is wealth in it. So
Thank you so much, Titi Lokpe, for coming on this show. I wish we have the time.
I know,
before my producer crucified me today and find me for taking so much time. So thanks to everyone that have joined us on TikTok and Instagram. I believe you enjoyed yourself. Remember to follow Radio Africana. Sometimes the greatest gift, you know, we can give our children, still celebrating our children, is not only success but healthy habits, healthy minds, healthy bodies, and healthy family relationships. So thanks to everyone. Thanks to my producer. We'll see you again next Saturday, 6 p.m. on Radio Africana. Bye, everyone.
Bye. See ya.
You dey walk, you dey pray, you dey push every day. You dey try, no be play, but your heart so never pay. And you think say God in no day for your side, and you want to find another way to prosper. You think say God in no just get your time. A beauty bag way, he it to you a shame.
I must be cold and you dey vex your time don't go.
You say why me?
You dey ask you for bouncing baby. You say father please no forget you.
Just in front of me.
You just say God in order for your side. And you want to find another way to prosper. And you just say God in order just get your time. A beauty bag way.
Be a shoulder to cry on when you're in need. They'll never leave you alone, no.
When your friends bring you down
and they drag you through the dirt, and when nobody's around, they'll carry you through the hurt.